Welcome to SEC Online, the shortest way to legal research. I'm Ujwal Jain, a student ambassador at EBC SEC Online, currently pursuing law from Tamil Nadu National Law University, Tiruchirappalli. On this segment of SEC Online blog, we speak to those personalities who have achieved a distinguished feat in their walks of life. It is the experience which has the ability to inspire and motivate others. It is this rich experience which we bring to you through this platform. Today, in its first of its kind video interview, I am joined by Mr. Akshay Sharma, a penultimate year law student from National University of Study and Research in Law, Ranchi, NUSRL, Ranchi. Before we graduate to the main phase of this session, brief insight into Mr. Sharma's personality. Mr. Akshay Sharma is an avid mooter who has participated and won various national and international moot court competitions. He is an enthusiast public speaker and a prolific writer who has keen interest in insolvency and bankruptcy law and commercial litigation. To further his interest and to gain practical experience in his interest of law, he has also interned in various law chambers and law firms who have major practice in these fields of law. Propelled by such interest, he has also won the recently conducted Insolvency and Bankruptcy Moot Court Competition at National Law University Delhi, which was organized in collaboration and in support of the Regulator Insolvency and Bankruptcy Board of India, IBBI. Today, Mr. Sharma is with us to share his journey in the Moot Court Competition. So go nowhere and stay tuned. So now, we are joined by Mr. Akshay Sharma. Mr. Sharma, welcome to SEC Online. Congratulations on this tall achievement. At the outset, I would first like to thank you for taking out time from your schedule and joining us for this session. The first question for today's session, Mr. Sharma, what was the moot proposition at the NIT Delhi's Insolvency and Bankruptcy Moot Court Competition based on? If you would please tell our viewers about the issues involved and other aspects about the proposition. Over to you, Mr. Sharma.
Thank you, Mr. Ujjal, for having me here today. It's a great honor for me to be on this prestigious platform of SEC Online Blog. Now, as far as this year's moot problem goes, one unique thing which is about NLUD insolvency moot is that every year this competition have a problem which deals with the current issues which the IBC code is facing. For this year's problem, all the issues which have been arisen out of the judgment of NCLT in the SR Steel case, such as what are the powers of the adjudicating authority, what are the powers of the COC while approving a plan, whether the personal guarantors are liable after the resolution plan. So all these issues were being raised from this particular judgment where the Honorable NCLT tried to rewrite the code. And another unique thing about is that this judgment was appealed to the Supreme Court. So the issues have to be decided finally by the Supreme Court. So these were the main issues. And another one important part which was that the competition held on 12th and 13th of November and the Supreme Court reserved judgment on around 20th of November. The judgment delivered on 15th of November. So there was this gap between for the participants to be gen, to be new, to be innovative so that they can bring arguments from American jurisprudence, from unicitral guide, legislative guide. So that's how the problem was unique. And these are the few issues which are going involved. And also there's a flavor of cross-border insolvency as well in the competition.
Thank you. Mr. Sharma, the second question for today's session. How did you go about preparing for the moot court competition? If you could please share with our viewers your strategies involved, A, with the written rounds, as this competition involved a memo elimination round, B, the oral rounds. Also, if you could please share with our viewers how should one go generally about preparing for oral rounds in moot court competitions? Over to you, Mr. Sharma.
This is the question which every moot participant wants to answer and every moot participant wants to hear is how to go about this. Now there cannot be one single jacket formula which fits all for this particular question. But I can share my experience with you is that whenever there is a moot proposition comes, I always try to read that proposition again and again. And one particular rule which I follow for myself is that I read problem, go back to the books, read it, and then again come to the problem. Because when I first read the problem, I do not have any knowledge about the issues, about the law provisions which are involved. But then I go back to books, I go back to online databases, SCC and other databases, read more and more jurisprudence, case laws. So I have knowledge then. and then came back to the mood problem. So that gives me new perspectives, which so it is very necessary to keep linking your mood problems with the law, because law is static. Law is not going to be changed for this particular proposition, but these are the facts which can be molded from either side, which can be very useful for you in oral rounds. So that is one particular rule which I follow, and I can say that's the that's the golden rule which I follow. Now there is another rule which I do follow, is that I do not make small timelines, because what happens in small timelines is that you may give undue weightage to some issue, then you may not give more weightage to other issues. Because what happens is, let's say there is an issue which needs 5 days time, but you give 3 days time to that issue. So in a haste, you try to miss few important parts of that particular issue. So I do not go by those small timelines. I make one timeline that is 3 days before the submission, and I only abide by them. Now another part, since you asked that this particular competition have a written submission round, and unique thing about this competition, and very interesting because I never faced this kind of a thing in my previous 7 notes, is that you have to encompass every issue from every side in one single memorial, and that's how written submissions become way too difficult, because there are 7 parties. Every party has different kind of issues, because there is COC, there is adjudicating authority, there is operational creditors, there is financial creditors, there is corporate debtor himself, personal guarantors also, and everything has to be in one particular motive, one particular issue and one particular memorial, and that too only in 18 pages. So that's how it become very difficult. So what I did is, and what I used to do is, divide issues at the very first, that this will be the issues of second speaker, this will be the issues of one, because too many cooks spoil the broth. So, and do not try to guide the other speaker, or do not try to overburden or supervise him. Let give people freedom, let give people innovative freedom to have new argument, because if you spoon feed your mood partners that no, this you have to go by this approach, you have to go by this approach, then there is no point of having 2-member team. If you are that much capable that you can guide and supervise, yes, guidance need to be there, but supervision should not be there. So that's how preparing for the written submission, preparing for the mood proposition. As far as written oral rounds goes, I always try to have pre-rounds with my fellow teammates, because they are the ones who are very well aware of the mood proposition. So I give rounds to them, so they ask me questions, and I have them, so I'm pretty prepared before going to the actual oral rounds, that yes, these will be the questions from this side, these will be the questions from this side. So whenever a judge asks me those questions, I'm able to answer them immediately. So the judge also knows that yes, this guy is well prepared. So because in a moot court competition, you are not judged on merits, but you are judged on basis of your knowledge. Because if moot court are going to be judged by merits, then they are going to be one-sided, because somehow or the other, the moot problem is lean to one or the other side. So that's how you prepare. I do not make question banks or prepare for such things. I only have a point-wise structure of my written submission, and I only go about that only.
Thank you. Mr. Sharma, some moot court associations, societies, through their policies, implicitly prefer a 3-member team to a 2-member team. That is, they are hesitant to send a 2-member team to represent their institutions. The policies are structured in such a way that when a 3-member team applies for a moot court competition, generally national moot court competitions, and an equally good 2-member team applies for the same competition, then that moot is allotted to a 3-member team and not to a 2-member team. Mr. Sharma, you had won this prestigious moot court competition with just a 2-member team. Well, the rules specify for a maximum of 4 members in each team. Why do you see this? Don't you think that the preference, choice, and freedom and comfort of a team should be afforded the priority? Over to you, Mr. Sharma.
Ujjwal, I was waiting for this particular question, because we were the only 2-member team in that particular competition. And while some judges ask us this question, but the others definitely have this in their mind, because I can see that expression, that when we are competing against a 4-member team or a 3-member team, that we were only 2 sitting on the other side. Now, one thing which matters most in a moot court competition team is that compatibility, both professional and personal. So if you are not compatible with the other person, there is no point of coexisting together for that particular period, for preparing for that particular competition. So what my opinion is that the interference of the Moot Court committee in the formation of the team should be minimal. If the organizers, if the competition is making a proviso for a two-member team, that means two-member team can go. So in that scenario, Moot Court committees or association, as you said, should not be that much interfering in that particular aspect of the team composition. My Moot Court, the MCC of NUSRL never have this problem. They never raised this doubt. My convener simply asked me, only two members. I said the competition allows for two members, and she simply said yes to it. So compatibility is must, because what happened is you have third member researcher. He may have some different opinions. He may feel other things about this particular teammate which you are comfortable with. He may have a problem with the manner you are dealing with the proposition. So as I said, too many cooks spoil the broth. So that's how you should not have, just for the sake of competition, that yes, four member will be if sufficient or something. You should look into the compatibility and the knowledge and the trust and faith in the other teammate. So if you have all these three things in your teammate, then you should go about the whatsoever composition. If you think that there are four members necessary, you should go with the four members. But it's all about you, that how do you feel about the other teammate, and how can you coexist with them for the duration of the competition. So that's matter most. When two members are two speakers are also the researchers, then they know the issues in and out. They know everything. They know why this particular case is relevant, this particular case is not relevant, why they have put this particular case, why they have put this particular provision. So they are well versed in and out with the proposition and their memorial. And this also gives an impression upon the judges, because if you delegate issues to the researcher, you just merely prepare a speech on the basis of the inputs given by the researcher. You do not yourself go and research in depth of those particular issues. So a mere speech, the judges will catch that particular bluff. And also in my case, my teammate who is a very good friend of mine also, we both have this knowledge, trust with each other, that yes, she can deal with IBC because she has worked on IBC in her previous internships as well. And that was there. Plus there was personal and professional compatibility was also there, because she was my former teammate in two moots. One is an open challenger and another is a states in India round. So that's why we go with the two-member team.
Thank you, Mr. Sharma, for taking out time from your busy schedule and joining with us for this session. Well, that brings us to the end of today's session. But as always, there is a lot more on our website, acconline.com, the shortest way to legal research. Until next time, this is Ujwal Jain signing off. Have a great day.